Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, we would like to welcome everyone to Aliansce Sonae's fourth quarter 2019 earnings conference call. Today with us, we have Mr. Rafael Sales, CEO, Mr. Leandro Lopes, COO, Mr. Carlos Correa, CFO, and Mrs. Daniella Guanabara, Strategy and IR Officer. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question-and-answer session for investors and analysts. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. There will be a replay facility for this call for 1 week. We have simultaneous webcast that may be accessed through Aliansce Sonae's IR website at ir.aliansce.com.br. The slide presentation may be downloaded from this website. Please feel free to flip through the slides during the conference call. We would like to inform that questions can only be asked by telephone, so if you are connected through the webcast, you should email your questions directly to the IR team at ri@aliansce.com.br. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of the company's management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of the company and could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Rafael Sales, who will start the presentation. Mr. Rafael, you may begin the conference.
Good morning, everyone. First, I would like to thank you all for your interest in Aliansce Sonae's results. As you know, 2019 marked a major transformation in our company, with the business combination between Aliansce Shopping Centers and Sonae Sierra Brazil, which created the largest shopping mall manager in Brazil. Over the past few months, our team has been doing a great job in terms of integration, and now we operate as a fully integrated company. We are running in a synergic way already. This makes us very happy with our team, who embraced the challenge of creating Aliansce Sonae from two successful companies. We understand that this new platform will enable us to deliver even better results than those of the 2019. Since in the fourth quarter, we confirmed part of the expected gains of operating together. These operational gains will allow us to continue investing in our business, improving our assets, developing expansions we need, and the renovations that our malls demand. The focus and main goal of our team is to make sure that the consumer experience in our malls is improving every day. Having said that, we have invested in data analytics tools to better adequate the offer of services and products in each of our malls. Another highlight of last year was a successful equity offering of 1.2 billion reais that we concluded in December. Those resources will finance our growth strategy and strengthen our capital structure. Part of the follow-on funds has already been used for liability management, with the prepayments of over 450 million reais in debt, only in December, and 350 million reais in renegotiations of other financing. With these measures, we have significantly reduced the average cost of our overall financing. The main impact should be observed during 2020 in our FFO. Regarding the company's growth over 2019, even though this was a very active year due to the merger and integration of the two companies, we still concluded very important investments with acquisitions of stakes in high-performing malls in our portfolio, such as Shopping Leblon, Plaza Sul, Grande Rio, and Shopping Taboão. In addition, we announced important divestments such as the sale of our ownership stakes in West Plaza and Santa Úrsula, which is in line with our portfolio optimization strategy focused on dominant centers. Following the same strategy of seeking growth in dominant malls and offering the best possible consumer experience, we continued to invest in shopping center expansions such as Shopping da Bahia and Shopping Grand Rio that were inaugurated last year. Now, I will comment on the results that we reported last night. Here, we highlight the expressive growth in sales posted in the fourth quarter of last year of 10.3%, an acceleration compared to what was reported during the year, which ended with a strong increase of 8.7% in total sales. Last year, we signed 715 lease contracts in our own malls, which correspond to a total of 85,000 square meters of GLA. This figure is a record if we add up what the company separately used to accomplish. With this leasing activity, our occupancy rate ended the year at 96.7% compared to 95.8% before the merger. Regarding operational results, we had a great year as well. The 9.6% growth in net revenues, combined with the reduction in operating costs and significant drop in provisions, led to NOI and EBITDA to grow to 802 million and 689 million, respectively. Our FFO grew expressively 27.4%, supported by better operational results and the reduction in financial expenses. Moving now to slide 4, here I will comment on the successful mix management strategy, which uses the data analytic tools that we have invested in recent years, looking for the prediction of the appropriate mix of each market. Our commercial team has more precise management instruments to identify the demand of each region, selecting the most suitable tenants and services provided for each of our malls. These instruments allowed us to reach in the fourth quarter 176 leasing contracts signed, a total of 20,000 square meters. The sales per square meter performance of these replaced stores in the last 12 months is 34% higher than the former ones. It's important to highlight that basically our commercial strategy envisions not only increasing rent, but bringing the most suitable tenants to create the best possible consumer experience. On the next slide, you can see another important result of our successful integration so far. Today, Aliança Sonae has the largest number of dominant centers in Brazil, combined with the largest leasing department of the industry, which allows us to offer growth alternatives to various tenants and retail partners. Consequently, we ended 2019 with an occupancy rate of 96.7%, as I mentioned. It's also important to highlight that the occupancy cost for tenants was only 9% in the quarter, representing a continuous reduction seen throughout 2019. We expect this trend to be reversed as our portfolio becomes more occupied and sales respond to the recovery of the overall economy. Going now to slide 6, here we would like to highlight our total sales figures that reached 3.4 billion in this last quarter, represented growth of 10%, as we have mentioned. Especially over the past 2 years, we identified that the NOI growth has been posting higher correlation to total sales growth. So by bringing more suitable tenants to our malls, we have had better outcomes to our business environment as a whole, and consequently, better performance of rent revenue to the company. Now, I will turn the call over to Daniela Guanabara, who will comment on the details of this quarter results. Thank you, and I will be available for the question and answer session.
Thank you, Rafael. Good morning, everyone. We'll quickly go through the financial and operational highlights and then open up for questions. The next slide, number 7, we have the company's financial highlights. Rent revenue remained on a positive trend, growing 9.1% in the fourth quarter of 2019. This result derives mainly from the expansion of minimum rent, which grew 7% or 11 million reais in the quarter. In the fourth quarter, overage and more immediate revenues also had a positive performance, growing 16.8% and 15.5% respectively. The media segment grew more than the mall segment and continues to present accelerated expansion. We believe that this is a line of business that should greatly benefit from Aliansce on a larger scale and geographic capillarity. Net revenue, which increased 10% in the quarter, was positively impacted by the growth in parking results of 9.7% or 3.8 million reais. On slide eight, we see a relevant drop in delinquency, which reached a net recovery of 0.1% in the quarter. This reduction was mostly explained by the strong recovery of late payments. In the last 12 months, net delinquency decreased 68 bps, reaching 1.6%. Provisions for doubtful accounts have also dropped this quarter by 38.3%. In the fourth quarter, provisions accounted for 1.4% of net revenue. Turning now to slide nine, we see the positive trend of our results with EBITDA growing by 13.5% and AFFO up by 26.3% in the fourth quarter year-on-year. EBITDA was positively affected by higher rent revenue and reduced operational costs and provisions. AFFO was mainly benefited from the decrease in financial expenses by 10.5 million reais in the quarter. On slide 10, we show the CapEx breakdown of Aliansce Sonae, which ended the fourth quarter with a total amount of 40.5 million reais, disregarding the acquisitions of 14% of Shopping Taboão, 25% of Shopping Grande Rio, and 32.9% of Loja Ceia at Shopping da Bahia, which totaled nearly 250 million reais. Part of the expenses with maintenance and revitalization were directed towards the revitalization of Shopping Metropolis Food Court. The expansion amount refers mainly to Shopping da Bahia VIP Movie Theater. CapEx for 2019 was of 173.8 million reais, disregarding the acquisitions conducted throughout the year. On slide number 11, we present some important points about the company's capital structure. The average cost of debt in the fourth quarter was of 6.3%, a reduction of 1.6 percentage points compared to the third quarter. This was a result of the follow-on offering of December 2019 in the amount of 1.2 billion reais and the company's effort in restructuring its financing. In the fourth quarter, the company also prepaid the total amount of 533 million reais at a cost of 9.3%, well above Aliansce Sonae's average cost of debt. In the fourth quarter, the company also renegotiated to decrease the rates on 350 million reais in debt, reducing their average cost from 10.5% to 7%. In addition, in the beginning of 2020, the company prepaid another debt in the amount of 17 million reais with a cost of 8.5%. All of these prepayments and renegotiation transactions, including the most recent one in January, should generate an annual savings of nearly 38 million reais in interest expenses. The company ended the quarter with a leverage ratio of 1.4 times net debt EBITDA and a 61.7% exposure to the CDI floating rate. Now I would like to open the floor to questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you. The floor is now open for questions from investors and analysts. If you have a question, please press star 1. If at any point your question is answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Our first question comes from Nicole Enui, Bank of America.
Great. Hi. Good morning. Thank you so much for the call. I was wondering, you know, we're in the second week of March right now. If you can give us just a little bit of what you're seeing in terms of flow to the malls for January, February, flow to the malls, flow to the parking lots, flow to the movie theaters. And I think especially that just the last couple weeks, if you're seeing any sort of slowdown, you know, with the fear of coronavirus and all that, if you've seen any impact of that yet on the flow to the malls. And then the second question is regarding your debt. So you have you know, a little over 60% already in linked to the CDI. The central bank, you know, will probably cut again next week. So do you see any more room in terms of liability management, shifting more of your debt into CELIC-linked instruments, or are you comfortable with the breakdown right now? That's all. Thank you very much.
Hello, Nicole. Thank you for your question. This is Rafael speaking. Well, so far, we have seen very small impact on flow after the outbreak of the virus here in Brazil. It's a small impact in the country, as you know, yet. We are prepared for dealing with a stronger impact. I will ask Leandro to describe a little bit the plans that we have in place. But so far, the impacts are very mild. Anyway, we need to see what is going on in the next weeks, because until last weekend, the figures of people that had been impacted with the virus were very small. So we have to see how it deals with the future, but we are taking measures to keep the centers operating very nicely. So I'll ask Leandro to comment on that.
Hi, Nicole. So far, we have an initial action plan that we've been working on in the last 15 days. We have actually a preventive side. First of all, we put in place a campaign about, you know, basic methods of, you know, containing the spread of the virus, working a lot in supply chain in order to keep operations in the malls open, even if you have a break in a supply chain. And also very specific process in terms of improving cleaning and a lot of, you know, small measures in order to, you know, keep the operation side safe for the customers. And also we're working on a contingency plan in case we have a worsening scenario.
Regarding the balance sheet management, I will ask Carlos to comment on that.
Hi, Nicole. This is Carlos. You're right. We, as you saw, we managed about 900 million reais in prepayments or renegotiations along the fourth quarter. And but we still have some room to go. As you know, we have about 23% of our debt is still linked to TR. And we expect about between 240 and 250 million reais to be renegotiated or prepaid in this, especially in this first quarter, actually. We are in negotiations already with the banks. So we may still see some more liability management overcoming from this in first quarter or maybe April. And regarding the level of CDI, as you mentioned, we have about 62%. We don't have a specific target for how the amount to be exposed to CDI, but we are comfortable at this level given the current circumstances.
And we also are, we'll be always analyzing the possibility of managing the balance sheet exposure, for example, take advantage of opportunities to fix part of the debt in a lower level compared to the ones that we had before. Today, it made all the sense to prepay those prefixed financing because they were not such level that it would be better to be exposed to CDI, but it's no problem about reducing the floating exposure. Anyway, we have the cash and the flexibility in the balance sheet to do whatever it takes in this, the opportunities arise.
Great. Great. That's very helpful. Thank you very much.
Once again, if you wish to pose a question, please press star one. Please hold again while we pull for questions. This concludes the question and answer session. At this time, I would like to turn the floor back to Mr. Rafael Sales for closing remarks.
Thank you all for your interest in Aliansce Sonae. We were glad that you took the time to listen to us. Our IR team is available for any additional questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes Aliansce Sonae's fourth quarter 2019 earnings conference call. You may disconnect your line at this time. Have a nice day.